All right. Sir, could you state your name and your ADC number for us for the record?
Daniel Bell, 202-483.
Okay, Mr. Bell, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are going to be conducting your hearing, sir. We have been authorized by the chairman on the board, Dr. C.T. Wright, to have a two-panel member for the purpose of conducting revocation hearing, sir. Today we have the Honorable David Neal, sir. My name is Michael Johnson. I'm acting as your panel chair. Also with us today, sir, is Mr. Sanders from the Parole Department. He's representing Department of Correction as well as the Parole Office, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Mr. Johnson?
Yes.
There's a department's requesting a pen and ink amendment to the face of the warrant. On the first allegation, the very last date states 7/28/17.
Uh-huh.
The department requests to adjust that to a 7/31/17 date.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so prior to this hearing, you signed and received a notification form that advised you of this board hearing on that form, sir. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
I signed something in jail, but I never received a copy of it.
Okay.
And I made requests.
Okay. Do you recall signing a form notifying you that you was going to have this hearing today?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so on that form, it also notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself today.
Okay, thank you, sir. Sir, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Sanders in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Sir.
I do.
Okay. Sir, your hearing today, Mr. Bell, will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, sir, we'll determine whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have three allegations listed on your warrant. I am going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read the allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Or, sir, I see that you do have a DR number, which means you have a police report number attached to your DR. You can either state the allegations true, false, or you can take the Fifth Amendment, okay?
Okay.
All right, sir. First allegation on your warrant states that that you failed to provide a human specimen when a signed color code of Navy was announced, that you're in violation of condition number 7 as demonstrated by your failure to submit a human specimen for drug testing on about July 21st, 2017 per the test individual testing compliance dated July 31st, 2017. Sir, is that true or false? Or you want to take the film?
What was the date?
The date is July 31st, 2017. That it was July 21st, 2017 that you failed to take the test.
I think so.
Okay. Okay, sir, next allegation that said that you violated Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 4 as demonstrated by your failure to attend substance abuse counseling at SAGE as directed on June 13, 2017. Sir, is that true or false? You want to take the pill?
Take the pill.
Sir, your third allegation states that you engaged in assaultive behavior by striking parole officer Lister in his left neck and attempted to strike senior parole officer Clark with a closed fist. Says that you're in violation of condition number 5 as demonstrated by your engagement in physical assaultive behavior on or about July 27, 2017 at the Kingman Parole Office located at 1865 Atfield Avenue, Kingman, Arizona. Sir, is that true or false? You want to take the field?
That is false.
Okay, that's false. Okay, sir, because you took the fifth on the first two and because you said that the third allegation is false, I'm going to go to Mr. Sanders to have him give us the information on each one of those.
Allegation number one, on 6/13/2017, offender Bell 202-483 was referred to Treatment Assessment Screening Center, TASC, color code system for random year analysis and assign the color navy. Offender was provided with task instructions for producing his urine specimens. Offender was directed to submit a urine specimen for testing at task each time the color navy was announced, and to follow his instructions when producing a urine specimen. Per task, compliance summary dated 6/13/2017 through 7/27/2017, being changed to 7/31/2017. On 7/21/17, offender Bell, 202-483, failed to provide a urine specimen as directed when his assigned color of navy was announced. Allegation 2. On 6/13/2017, during initial intake, the offender was referred to SAGE counseling for substance abuse treatment. The offender reported he was attending SAGE programming during his scheduled appointments. Per Jack Berkeley, SAGE counseling manager, the offender never reported to counseling and missed his initial intake at SAGE. SAGE counselors tried to reschedule and stated the offender was not returning their calls. Allegation 3. On 7/27/2017, at the Kingman Parole Office, offender Daniel Bell, 202-483, was being staffed for failure to produce a UA on 7/21/2017. When his assigned color code was announced, and for failure to attend programming as directed, Senior Parole Officer Clark and Parole Officer Basil were attempting to work with the offender by applying immediate interventions and sanctions to correct offender's noncompliance. Offender was sanctioned to SAGE counseling substance abuse classes at Southwest Behavioral and for anger management / mental health classes, and was being instructed to complete 2 hours of community service. Offender refused to comply with the sanctions interventions that were imposed. Offender stated he wanted to go back to prison and that he was not going to comply with the conditions of supervision. Offender then stood up, turned around, and was in the process of being restrained by PO Lister. At that time, offender Bell then hit Parole Officer Lister with his elbow, striking PO Lister on the neck. He then attempted to strike Senior Parole Officer Clark with a closed fist, missing him. Senior Parole Officer Clark stated, "Taser, taser," at which time PO Lister then disengaged himself from the offender. Offender was leaving the lobby area. Upon stepping outside into the parking lot, Senior Parole Officer Clark then again gave commands, "Taser, taser," and deployed the taser, striking him in the back. Senior Parole Officer Clark verified that the darts struck neuromuscular incapacitation did not take place. Offender was able to reach back and pull the darts out of his back. Offender was able to break free and took off with the parole officers in pursuit for about 500 yards. Offender got too far ahead when they came in parole officers. Kingman Police Department were called, and an active search by the Kingman Police Department and the parole officer staffs were conducted with negative results. ADC warrant 2017 W2583 was issued and was entered into a CGIS. Kingman Police Officer Miller issued a DR 2017-23727. Kingman Police Department will pursue charges for aggravated assault.
Okay. So we took the fifth on allegations 1 and 2. I'm not going to ask you anything about that. And on allegation number 3, sir, you stated that that was false. What's false about that, sir?
You said that I'm being charged?
No, I didn't say that.
The police department is charging me with new charges?
I have no idea if the police department is charging with new charges, sir. I'm just asking you about allegation number 5, which you said was false, and the parole officer just read the allegation, and so I was asking you what was false about that, sir.
Me striking the parole officers?
Uh-huh.
Me assaulting them? That's false.
Okay. All right, sir. So based on the Department of Corrections information, along with information from the warrant and from the parole officer, I'm going to find that Mr. Bell was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses, about to lapse in the criminal ways of a company.
Second.
Okay, sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. Go ahead and take. I didn't understand. Go ahead.
You stated revoke. You found it a violation at this point. Not revoke. Stage one.
Yes, sir. He moved to find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses about the lapses in the criminal ways or company. Based on the Department of Corrections information along with the warrant information, find them in violation of your community supervision, sir. We're going to go ahead into phase two, sir. During phase two, we are going to, the board is going to make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. Are we going to start out phase two, sir? We're first getting some information from the parole officer, Mr. Sanders. Then we're going to come back to you, sir, with any additional information or information you'd like to present to the board at that time. Mr. Sanders.
Yes, Mr. Bell was released on 6/1/2017. He was arrested on 9/8/2017 by the U.S. Marshal's Office and the Fugitive Apprehension Team from the Department of Corrections. He is arrested on the new aggravated assault charge along with the parole violation. He was back in DOC custody on 9/11/2017 with an adjusted CSED of 11/21/2017 reflecting 43 days of abscond time. His current conviction in 2017 is a resisting arrest receiving 9 months. Prior convictions in 2006, an aggravated assault receiving 2.5 years. It's his second term in DOC. CYR score is a 2.3, mental health score of a 2, substance abuse score of a 1. He has no STG affiliation noted. Prior terms of supervision was a TIS release in 2007 and completed 4 months. Disciplinary violations are minimal with violence noted for fighting. He has a G2 V4 score, and the status of the charges pending in Mojave County Kingman Parole Officer or Kingman Police Department is that the offender has charges pending in Mojave County for aggravated assault against Jacob Lister.
Sir? Mr. Bell?
Why is this getting worse?
Sir, I can't answer that one for you, sir. Is there anything that you'd like to say to the board at this time, sir? Any information you'd like to present to the board?
I did not assault anybody. I did not assault anybody.
Okay.
And I have charges pending?
Yes, according to the parole officer, you have charges pending in Mojave County for aggravated assault.
So they filed charges on me?
Well, it says charges are pending, sir, so I don't know if they filed the charges, but it is pending at this time. Okay, is there anything else you'd like to say to the board, sir?
My mom was there. She can affirm that, that everything that happened, that, I didn't assault anybody.
Okay, sir. We're not the ones who try this case. We're only here to hear the information reference your parole revocation. Do you have anything else reference your parole revocation, sir?
I'm sorry that I'm here. I don't understand.
Okay. All right, Mr. Bell, we're going to go into discussion. My board is in discussion, so I'm going to ask you to stay on the phone. However, to remain silent, we'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision at this time, sir. The board is now in discussion. I do see Mr. Bell. Has some charges pending according to the parole office. Well, I'm going to come out of discussion. I want to ask you a couple of questions, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. So were you still staying with your mother at the time this incident occurred, sir, at 3055 Les Avenue in Kingman?
Yes, sir.
Were you working, sir?
No, sir.
Okay, so...
my mom's disabled and her partner is on dialysis, so I was helping take care of them.
Okay, sir, so you had to take a UA and you did on the 21st, July 21st. How you failed to produce a UA when your colored Navy was called. Why was that, sir?
I forgot to call and didn't go. And so when they called me in, I came in and they told me I was gonna, they said I was gonna make up your analysis. And I told them okay. And then they told me for the time being that I was gonna be outside doing community service, pulling weeds, and I refused to do that.
Okay.
And
go ahead, I'm sorry.
They told me either do that or go to jail.
So you decided to go to jail?
I told them I didn't want to pull weeds.
Okay. So sir, you were assigned to the SAGE counseling program for substance abuse treatment, but you never reported. How come you didn't go to SAGE when you were assigned there during your intake on June 13th?
On June 13th, I thought I didn't have to do SAGE.
Yeah, they assigned you to go.
And then the next time I went to my appointment, he never told me I was doing anything wrong, that I failed to do anything.
Mm-hmm. So are you on any?
That was the next.
Are you on any psych medication, Mr. Bell?
No, sir. My mental health score is a 2. I'm not on any medication.
All right. So it says the SAGE Council tried to reschedule the appointments with you several times, however, you failed to return the calls to the council.
I never had a phone.
Okay. And then you were directed to on June.
They had my mom's phone number.
On June 21st, she was directed to attend anger management and complete the intake at Southwest Behavioral. However, you said you would comply, but on 7-3 stated he was attending, defendant did not report to Southwest Behavior and never completed the intake. Why didn't you ever complete the intake for the Southwest intake, sir?
I never set up that appointment.
That's what it says. Why didn't you?
I didn't set it up.
Okay, so it says on July 27th, that's when you went to the Kingman office for a staffing of your Miss UAs, and then in a not attending program, which is when you were actually, your parole was revoked by the PO, is that right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, sir.
So why weren't you following the directions of the PO, sir?
Because I was there, I had a parole officer when I went for my intake, and then it wasn't the same man on the paperwork that was given to me.
Okay.
And they had me sign this paperwork, basically requiring me to do things that I didn't have to do those. And I asked them if I was required to do it, and basically they told me yes. And so when I went to my next scheduled date, it was the same parole officer. She said I was all good to go, and she rescheduled the next appointment. And then when I missed the urinalysis testing, and they called me in, and I came in, and then this other guy came out, and he started yelling at me, and he was very hostile. And I was trying to reason with him. I said, yeah, I'm going to make up the UA. And they said, well, why haven't you been doing your SAGE counseling and your task and your anger management? And I told him, I said, I never scheduled anger management. I believe my mom scheduled it. And when I went, they told me I had to have access, which I never had access, Medicaid, medical. So I couldn't do the intake. So so we were talking about, okay, getting everything lined up back in order, and then when I refused to pull weeds, that's when they wanted to lock me up. They said, you're going to jail, you know, and I never assaulted anybody.
Okay. I'm going to get some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Sanders.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Just for clarification for the board to give you somewhat of a mental picture of this, the Kingman Parole Office is a strip mall location, and within that strip mall location, the SAGE counseling is within 25 yards of the entrance of the parole office. It's in the same strip mall. You can see it from the doorway. So there is accessibility to the counselor is immediate. I mean, it's right there. And inside the parole office, the Kingman Parole Office, there is a senior parole officer, Mr. Clark, along with two officers. And that entire office does not expand any further than the circumference of this room. And in that is three offices located inside of a big room that has a conference table in it. So anything and everything that's heard by one officer is heard by all officers. So it is not a practice of the Department of Corrections nor the parole staff to deploy tasers.
Mr. Bell, you breathed in the phone a little hard. Could you kind of put the phone down from your mouth a little bit? You still interrupted with the rest of the information. Okay, thank you, sir. I'm sorry, Mr. Sanders.
It is not a practice from the Department of Corrections to yell out and deploy tasers in an office setting so small unless there is an imminent need for it.
Okay, Mr. Bell, the board is going to go into a discussion, sir. Go back into discussion, rather. Is there anything else you want to say, Mr. Bell? Mr. Bell?
No, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. If you would just remain silent while the board is in discussion, sir, we'll be right back with you. This situation appears that with Mr. Bell, there's been some problems, and that appears there's some miscommunication. He does have a pending charge out of Mojave County for aggravated assault. This involved the incident that happened at the parole office involving the non-parole officers that was there. Therefore, I'm not, and he will be released in 21 days. On the 21st, he'll be released. So I think he'll be suitable to work on a plan, get himself together, so when he's released, he won't have any parole or have any community supervision now.
I agree.
Therefore, I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Bell. Find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapses, was about to lapse in the criminal way or company with a pending charge of aggravated assault.
Second.
Okay. Mr. Bell?
Yes, sir.
Sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released from custody in 21 days on November 21st of this year, sir. Thank you for participating in your hearing today. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time, sir.
Can I ask you a question?
What's the question, sir?
I have figured out the time on that, and it seems like I'm doing 10 more days than I'm supposed to.
Okay, you have to take that up, sir, with the CO3 that's there, and they can take that up with time comp, sir. We can only go by what they send us.
All right, thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
All right.